Alright. Most of the tools I'm going to share with you today are out of the prevention toolbox, because wouldn't you love to be able to prevent problems instead of always having to say, I have this problem, what am I going to do to get out of it, right? So we're going to take a look at some prevention tools. The first one is a tool, if there's ever a chance that I have an opportunity to talk to parents, this is the number one absolute best tool ever of all time. It is also the tool that I probably could write an entire book just of the stories the parents tell after they learn this tool of the kind of results that they get. So here's the way that it works. Okay? I want you guys to come up with some statements. The first one is going to start with don't. What's something you would say to kids? Don't what?
Run.
I heard kick. Kick your bro. Stop.
Whining.
Whining. Quit.
Yelling.
I hear yelling. And a rule that starts with no. No.
Running.
Okay, those are all different. Okay, no running. All right. Now, when we have these four statements, don't kick your brother, stop whining, quit yelling, no running. So let's take a look at what actually happens in the brain when a person hears these things. To preview for that, if I say, don't think of a purple elephant, what thought just popped into your head?
Purple elephant.
Okay, and did you think P-U-R-P-L-E-E-L-E, or did you imagine a purple elephant, a picture of a purple elephant? Picture, right? That's because the mind operates in pictures. So when somebody says something, whatever they describe, if there's a picture in it, that's what the mind will see. So the mind operates in pictures. Number two, the mind sees whatever's described, and what someone sees visually, they're more likely to do or accomplish. Now, you've all watched the Olympics or a sporting event at some time, right? Right? So you ever see the athletes close their eyes? I'll imagine it's the Winter Olympics. What am I doing?
Skiing.
I'm imagining I'm doing what? Skiing what?
Well.
Right? I'm not imagining that I'm running into the poles. I'm not imagining that I'm wiping out, correct? Why do I want to imagine skiing well? Because if I can imagine myself skiing well, I'm more likely to ski well. What you visualize is more likely to occur. Now, the mind doesn't understand negative commands. It only hears and sees the picture. So if the mind doesn't understand negative commands, it doesn't hear, don't, no, stop, and quit. What it hears is, kick your brother, whine, yell, and run. And so this is why when you say, don't run, you're going to fall, what do they do? Run and fall, and then we say what? Well, I just told you, right? What are you doing? I just told you. And we scratch our heads and go, what's wrong with that kid? Right? So now after realizing this, who are we looking at? If I tell my child a million times not to do something, but all I keep describing is what I don't want them to do, what do they keep seeing? What I don't want them to do. Now, for us to flip these around, it's very simple. Right? So simple. Right, grads? This is so simple. It's so simple. Instead, here we're always describing the negative behavior. You want to describe what you want them to do. So instead of kicking their brother, what do you want them to do?
Use a gentle touch.
Okay, use gentle touch.
Keep your feet on the ground.
Okay, keep your feet on the ground. No one right answer.
Hold your brother's hand.
Okay, hold your brother's hand. Somehow you're describing what you want them to do instead. If all we say is don't kick your brother, not only are we putting the idea in their minds, but if they wanted to comply, they would have to figure out what to do instead. Do your kids know what to do instead? If they're younger and you haven't taken the time to teach them, chances are they don't. If you don't know how to handle a situation well, what are you going to do? You'll do the best you can, right? With the knowledge and skills and awareness that you've got. But what if you don't have the skills? Then you're still going to just do the best you can. And is your best sometimes less than what you'd like it to be? Yeah, of course. We've all been there. It's no different for kids, except we've got, what, 20 plus years of experience flipping this around? Now, brats, is this technique easy? I said it was simple. This is simple, right? Is it easy?
No.
It's not easy because it's human behavior to see a kid doing something you don't want them to do and to just say, "Will you quit that?" So we have to flip it around. So if adults who learn this get it and have a hard time flipping it around, can you imagine how hard this is for a kid? To hear these negative commands and be able to flip it around, it's really hard. So let's do a couple more practice. Instead of stop whining, what do you want them to do?
Use your best voice.
Okay, use your best voice. I won't write all of them out. Quit yelling.
Speak softly.
Use your inside voice. Anything else?
Make your voice sound like you.
Okay. As long as we're not going, make your voice right? Quit yelling! Right? Is that how we're all been in that moment, right? No running.
Walk.
Okay. Oh, and how nice we got that into one word. Kids didn't have a chance to shut you down and roll their eyes, right? So, what I'm going to actually have you do is practice this, okay? I'm going to teach one more tool and then I'm going to have you practice this. Because the other tool is very similar to this. Oh, I'm still going to go ahead and teach it to you now. Then we'll go back. The second one is along the same lines because it has to do with saying things in the negative. So, another type of no, this was a rule, right? No blank. As a rule, how many times do children make a request and you have to say no? And as soon as you say no, we'll say they ask for a cookie before dinner. No, you can't have a cookie because it'll spoil your dinner. As soon as you as a kid hear no, you can't have a cookie because it'll spoil your dinner. At what point did you quit listening?
No.
Did you even hear my reason? No. Because as soon as kids hear no, where does their mind go? It could go to the next thing. And what do they start doing? As soon as you say no, they might whine. Okay, get to cry. Start planning how they can convince you. Start negotiating. Throw a tantrum. Am I missing any?
Ask the other parent.
Ask the other parent. Okay? So, now, am I going to tell you, let your kids say yes to everything and let your kids have everything they want?
No.
Of course not. As a responsible parent, you need to, at times, mean no. So, this tool means no, but there's five ways to mean no without saying no and getting shut down and having the eyes roll and the ears closed and everything else. So using that example, what's a way that you could start your answer with a yes? Yes, you can have a cookie
after dinner.
Recognize feelings. Well, if you're asking for a cookie, you must be feeling
hungry.
Offer an acceptable alternative. Well, if you're hungry, you could have a
carrot.
Okay, carrot or apple. Okay. Give a reason or give information. If you were to eat a cookie before dinner, it would
spoil your dinner.
Okay? And then say no for dangerous emergencies or issues. So the story that I have with this one is probably one of the most profound stories. I actually didn't tell you all my stories about dough. I can tell you a few of those before we practice. This tool, though, was the one that was the most profound. I was teaching a group of parents up in Dayton, and in the six-week class, we always cover a couple of tool sets, and then everybody gets an assignment, which is to go home and practice that week. And I do hold people accountable. Do I not, grads? Yep. Come back. Tell me how it worked that week. So a mom comes back and she says, everybody, of course, is sharing their don't say don't stories because there's always a ton of them. I, for years, been telling my kids don't do whatever, and one time I said that. They've never done it since. Like, that's so expected at this point, honestly, of that tool. But this person came in and she said, oh, this week, what I learned last week saved my kid's life. Now I have to tell you, in all the years that I've worked with parents, I actually feel guilty sometimes receiving money for what I do because the emotional feelings of fulfillment are so overwhelming. There have been times I go home from classes and tears just fall because it's so rewarding every week to see parents come in. Sometimes before the first session, I'd have people come in and go, I only read the first couple chapters and already I'm seeing da-da-da-da-da. And every week to hear people saying, I enjoy my kids again. You know, I am so blessed to be able to do what I do. But I have to tell you, out of all of these, sometimes very over the top, kinds of stories. No one's ever said what I taught them saved their kid's life. And I honestly thought she was being a bit melodramatic. And I said, what do you mean it saved your kid's life? Like, yeah, right, you know, don't go overboard. And she said, no, seriously, we live on a really busy street, and I'm constantly saying, don't go in the street, stop, quit running into the street, you know, all day long. And I must say no 1,000 times a day. And it's getting to the point he doesn't even listen to me. And all week long, I was doing really, really good. I was avoiding the don't, no, stop, and quit. I was telling him what to do. I was saying, you know, no without the no, meaning no. And he was listening for the first time. I mean, it was amazing. It was the easiest week that I had. And then last night, he started to run out to the street. And I don't know why. I just blurted out, no! And at that moment, he actually stopped. He never stops when I say no. He stopped right at the edge of the curb. And right when that happened, a big truck came right around the corner. And Jody, I'm telling you, my kid would have been hit by that truck if he hadn't listened to what I said. She goes, I'm sorry, I did wrong, I used no. I said, boo, remember this one? It's okay, that was an emergency. But why did he listen that time? Because what hadn't he heard all week long? Yeah, it just hadn't been this constant don't, no, stop, quit, no, 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 smack, smack, this, that. He was learning what to do, where he could play, where to go. And so he was behaving better, but when it came down to him running out in the street, that's right, and that was totally appropriate. Now, some people say, well, if my kid never hears the word no, are they going to understand what no means? And if somebody out in society says, no, you can't do that, are they going to be able to process that? Absolutely. Because they're still understanding. They're still understanding the reason for it. So if they hear a no out in the real world, they're going to say in their own minds, well, what could I do? Or what might be the reason for that? They're actually going to look for these for themselves. So then, instead of them having to be told no, when they go into a situation, they're going to find out what the rules are. And then they're going to integrate that and understand the reason behind it. Even if the person doesn't do that for them, you as a parent can train them to think that way. So does that make sense? Okay, so would you all like to get up and do something fun?
Yes.
Okay, I'm giving you a taste of the class because we always do fun stuff. All right, I'm going to have you stand up and pair up with one other person. Okay, so stand up and pair up. You can pretty much stand where you are. As soon as possible, quiet down so you can do directions. Is there anybody here? You want to have a bird? Will you come up with me? Okay, you can help me demonstrate. All right, we're going to kind of play a version. Let me put the rules up here. There we go. We're going to play a version of Simon Says, except in this version of Simon Says, Simon won't say don't. So here's how it works, okay? If I'm Simon, what's your first name?
Sean.
Sean. We'll do, she's rubbing her hands together, okay? You just keep rubbing your hands together. She picks what she wants to do. She chose to rub her hands together. I have to get her to stop rubbing her hands together without saying, don't rub your hands together. So what might I say to her? Clap your hands or
give me a hug
or put your hands to your side. Okay, but you just can't say don't, no, stop, or quit. If I say put your hands to your side, I didn't say don't, no, stop, or quit, so she has to do what I say. If I say don't rub your hands, what's she going to do? She's going to keep rubbing her hands. Okay, so I'm just going to give you a minute, 1 minute. So decide right now who's Simon. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay? All right, I'm going to give you 1 minute. Whoever's not Simon, start doing something. Okay? All right, everybody switch. All right, new Simon, switch places. So now new Simons, whoever's not Simon, start doing something. class the first time?
5 years.
5 years, and how many times have you taken it?
Just got
lots of refreshers. And that's the great thing about refreshers, that like the first time there's so much information, right, grads? There's a lot of information. Some really key stuff comes out at you. And then every time you go back, and just even with the book, every time you go back to it, it's like maybe your kids are at a new stage or you've already worked through something. It's like, I remember reading that before, or I don't remember that before. And it's like you just, every time, it's like you just kind of take it. Actually, it's a deeper lever. So yeah, you got a good partner there for that. What else? Any others that you got stuck with? Was it tricky?
Yeah.
Isn't it awkward? Didn't it sound weird? Yeah, very much out of the norm. I can remember being with my kids. The time I really remember, we were at an amusement park. My daughter was about ready to spill her ice cream cone. And I said, make sure you keep the ice cream in the cone. Very simple, right? And then somebody behind me was like, well, that's the weirdest way I've ever heard that said. Do I care?
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't care. And so I encourage you, if there's only one thing you take away from tonight, use this tool and see how well it works. Because it's one of those that you kind of suspend your feeling of being silly to just give it a shot. But it's one of those tools that tends to work very, very well, very, very quickly. So then you get positive reinforcement. And then you say, oh, wow, that really worked well. So then you're going to use it more often. The more you use it, the easier it gets. And the language eventually just becomes very natural. And that's just the way you say things. So you don't have to put so much thought into it.
This kind of goes along with it. Just something somebody taught me, that when your kids call your name, instead of saying, what? All day, and often my kids don't hear me say, yes, you can have a cookie, because I don't give them cookies very often or whatever. But that I say yes, and it made such a difference for them just to hear me when they call my name. Mom, I say yes, rather than what? and I found the same thing for them, that when they talk to me and I call their name, yes, rather than what? So I feel like it goes with that no.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's more positive, it's more respectful. And just a little bit more conscious thought. I think a lot of the tools that I teach are not that unusual. In fact, you will find every tool except for this one, you will find in other parenting curriculum. What you don't get is knowing how to use it, when to use it, and how to use it. So, yeah, Rose.
I'm a grad, and one thing that when I started changing my language like this is I started almost every sentence to my kids with the words, instead of no stealing, you can play with this. Instead of quit banging the cupboards, you can play with the pots and pans over here. Like when I started with you can, because what happened was I would try to talk to them and I was like, and I like couldn't say anything and they're still doing it. So when I started with you can, now it's very natural. But it took me a few weeks before it felt like that, but it's very effective. I have 2-year-old triplets, so.
Yeah, with triplets. Yeah, there you go. I know we all just went, okay, anything I'm complaining about, we count our blessings, right? Yes.
I kind of do that too, but I start with please. And that helps me remember too when I do it. But I'm taking class, but I do please a lot. I'm like, please, and then that helps me like say it.
Yeah.
Like, please.
And if please is out of politeness, I think that's a really good manner to show. What I have seen are folks on the permissive side go, come on, please. Please. Pretty, pretty, please. If you don't, I'm gonna. Come on, don't make me. Now we're pleading. So please is good. Please is good. But just don't take it to the point of pleading and begging your children to do what you want them to do. All right. So you like that one?
Yeah.
Okay.